Brisbane's 96.5, Pete, and it's a pleasure to have one of my dear old friends back on the show, Helen Galtz. How are you, HG?
Hello, Pete. It's lovely to talk with you again.
Yes, it's lovely to hear your voice, my friend. And we
Thank
are talking
you.
About, well, I've read the book. It was delivered a couple of weeks ago, and it is a fantastic read, too, let me tell you. Congratulations first to yourself and Chris Adams, co-authors with this, and it's called Grave Tales, Stories Not Laid to Rest.
Yes, oh, look, there's so many puns, isn't there? So many puns, so little time. We love digging up a good story, Pete.
Oh, there we go, another one.
Oh,
boom, tish. Now, I want to ask you about, this is a fascinating tale about stories. A lot of people like wandering around cemeteries, let's be honest. And you see headstones and you think, oh, you know, I wonder about the life of that person. Well, this is a sort of conduit to their lives, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a great way to call it. Thank you, Pete. It's history. What we've sort of said is it's people willingly or unwillingly who were caught up in history. So we're not so much going into family histories and personal stories, which tend to probably only interest individuals in the family. We're picking events and we're picking the people who aren't famous but were somehow caught up in those events. And an example is young Grace Yorston. Grace is buried in South Brisbane Cemetery, and she was a young girl who, you know, was walking home from work in the 1920s and, you know, decided to wander home a bit slower and missed the ferry in front of us, and caught the next one, and that ferry sunk. And it was one of the worst ferry disasters in Brisbane, which not a lot of people know about, the sinking of the ferry. So we're sort of trying to revive a little bit of our local history as well.
Some very famous identities in there as well, isn't there, Helen?
Oh, there is. You know, George Whitten, of course, who people might know through Breaker Morant. We've also got sort of Marconi, who invented goanna oil. He's in Balmoral Cemetery, and he's had a fascinating life. He actually started his life in more or less a circus on the road. That's how he developed the goanna oil. So he's quite interesting. And, of course, you know, boxer Peter Jackson's in Toowong, and he was almost a world champion for Australia, and the public paid for this huge big gravestone for him. So there's some really fascinating tales out there that we probably don't know. A lot of us have never heard about.
And one of the fascinating ones for me too, Helen, was Billy Singh.
Yeah, Billy's a hero, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he's in Lutwyche, and it's a huge big grave for Billy. I mean, as they say, we're so glad Billy was on our side during the war. But he had a very sad demise. He came back and he couldn't really cope with what happened in the war and the lives he took, and he had a bit of a sad demise, and it wasn't a great end for Billy. He wasn't that well looked after. And there's quirky stories too, Pete. Like, you might have read the Richard Ramo one in Toowong as well.
Mm.
He's got the big pink mausoleum there, and he built it as a peace monument to inter his sons in after the war, and he wrote on it, "All my hope lies buried here." And then, of course, years and years later, they found out that his sons were actually still alive and living interstate and didn't die in the war after all. This is beautiful big pink grave there, which only has Richard and his stepson in it. So it's a really little quirky story.
How did you and Chris come up with a concept for this? Is it just a self-fascination, or is it just something that you thought, well, people want to hear these stories?
It's sort of inbred. You know what's really funny, Peter? Since we started doing this, so many people have said to us, oh, I love wandering cemeteries. So we thought we might have been a bit odd. I mean, you know, we sort of didn't mention to each other on our first dates that we liked cemeteries. But in time, we sort of developed it because we love history and we love digging for a story, because we're both sort of journos, and it's such a thrill to find a good story. And we pick older stories because we're very mindful of not offending or hurting current relatives. So most of our stories are very historic, and we just sort of developed it together. But for me, it started way back when I was a kid, because I used to go to Drayton Cemetery in Toowong to visit my grandfather, and such an historic old cemetery, and you'd wander through and read the gravestones, and, you know, and I always had a bit of a fascination since then. So it's been in the blood, and we've just sort of, you know, had this mutual interest in writing and history, and it's come together the course of it.
Now, what I do like about it too, Helen, is it's Grave Tales Brisbane Volume Number 1, which means there are more to follow.
There's so many good stories in Brisbane. And we're really lucky, because once we started doing this, of course, people share their stories. Like, have you told this and do you know about that? Which is great. But our next one's actually Great Ocean Road, which we're almost finished. And we bring that one out in about November. And then we're moving around. We're going to do the Matilda Highway, of course, which has got some great tales on it throughout Queensland. And we'll just make our way around and write and write.
Oh, it's wonderful. Look, it's a great read. You must check it out too. It's called Grave Tales, Stories Not Laid to Rest. It's by Helen Galtz and Chris Adams. And if you want more details too, and check it out, gravetales.com.au. Helen Galtz, my good friend, my dear old friend, great to chat, and congratulations.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you for having me. Lovely to be with you.